Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
It's hard to know what the takeaway will be when the 2010 election season is finally done and finished.
How long has it been since there's really been this kind of election where so many races all over the country are up in the air?
Well, I think, you know, we're early now. I think things will sort of settle. And the Tea Party, which has been such a phenomenon so far, began as kind of a photo op. They were angry
people
with a hodgepodge of agenda items that they were, spending a lot of time on cable television fronting. But since then, they've racked up concrete electoral victories in primaries in Arizona and in Nevada and Alaska. And certainly there's passion in all of the Tea Party campaigning.
That's hysterical. That is
hysterical. For you. I hope you feel it.
Thank you. Yeah. I do feel it. It's exciting. And the promises of God are happening, because when all these things started to change, when my opponent started to sling mud, and that's that promise that what was used against you will be turned for the good.
Promises of God, turning the page, no more business as usual. It's a familiar theme.
Well, it is, but that's been used in a number of races.
Not a familiar name, though. That's Christine O'Donnell, Tea Party favorite, who's battling with Mike Castle, a longtime politician, for the Republican Senate nomination in the state of Delaware. Todd Zwillick joins us. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, good morning, John.
You spent the last several days in Delaware to sort of take the temperature of the Tea Party and to convince us that Delaware matters. Excuse me, Delaware matters?
Oh, it does. It does matter, John, because this race is getting close and could wind up being another feather in the Tea Party's cap. You mentioned a couple of victories that they've had, and they've had a couple of big ones recently. Next, they want to try to knock off Congressman Mike Castle, who is running for Senate. He's been a politician in Delaware for many, many years. I did go to Delaware. I spent all day there on Friday and some of the day there on Saturday. Met up with Mike Castle as he was preparing to meet and greet people at Jake's Hamburgers. Now, this is in Claymont, Delaware, right up against the Pennsylvania border, north of Wilmington. Here's Castle meeting reporters when he's going to meet and greet at the burger joint.
My support comes in many instances from independents and from Democrats, and she's not going to get that kind of support. So I think the situation would just deteriorate if she became the nominee.
He's sounding confident. He certainly sounds like the politician, anointed by the Republican establishment in Delaware, right?
Well, he is, and he's got a twofold argument. One, you just heard it, only I can win. And indeed, the polls show that in the general election against the Democrat, Chris Coons, Castle wins by 10, Christine O'Donnell loses by 10. That's what the statewide polling shows. And the other part of his argument has really been against her. She's delusional. She has financial trouble. She has trouble with the truth. In fact, they say she's even a little bit kooky with some of her claims about who's following her. It's been a bit of an ugly campaign, but, John, in September 2006, the last time there was a Senate primary, only 14,000 votes were cast in Republicans. This
wow.
is retail politics. Retail politics in Delaware. A couple of hundred votes can swing it. Voters are expecting candidates to meet them, and candidates are trying to meet every single voter they expect to vote for them. Here's David Hurd. He works for a demolition company in Claymont up there in northern Delaware, and he's president of the local Small Business Association.
And he's being courted by everybody, right?
He's being courted, but here's why he supports Castle. It's retail politics. Listen to this.
Mike Castle's done a lot, it's years of service helps to get your name out there, the recognition. But if she was really that viable of a candidate, we'd know her. And I've never seen her in Claymont at all. So maybe she just doesn't run in our herd. I've never run into her at an event. So it's tough to say, she's a viable candidate when if she doesn't want to come out and talk to us, then we don't know about her.
But the interesting thing here is that Castle has a great record. I mean, he's actually chalked up some victories in Delaware, but he's not necessarily running against this O'Donnell. He's running against the Tea Party. People know the Tea Party. They kind of don't care about the candidate names.
Well, a lot of people on Castle side are complaining that the Tea Party influence in this state is from out of state. They come from California. They come from everywhere else. O'Donnell's Christine O'Donnell's support in Delaware, her financial support, I should say, is very, very small. She did not collect much money in Delaware, but the Tea Party has come to town fresh off a victory, defeating incumbent Senator Lisa Murkowski in Alaska, and they think they can do it again. I went down to the southern part of the state in Sussex County, where there are a lot of conservatives, rural, white, conservative voters. This is the place that the Tea Party movement is targeting and pouring money into this race. Listen to Amy Kramer. She's chairman of the Tea Party. She pulled up in an RV with other people from the Tea Party Express to a rally at the local American Legion in Millsboro down in Sussex County. Listen to Kramer.
We are doing it again. We're on another rhino hunt right here in the state of Delaware. And you know, just this past week, Lisa Murkowski was saying that she's not a quitter, that she's considering running on a third ticket. You know, you're right. She's not a quitter. She was fired. And White Castle is going to be next to be fired.
Now, again, that's Amy Kramer, chairman of the Tea Party Express. She's not speaking in a stadium there. There aren't a whole lot of people hanging around. And what's the money metric here? The numbers are one thing, but the amount of money they're spending, that's the other big number to watch.
That's exactly right. And the Tea Party Express is pledging to pour $250,000 into this race. By Saturday, they had already poured about $210,000 in. So they say they're going to surpass $250,000. And it's all media ad buys. That's the entire thing. Radio and TV ads, getting Christine O'Donnell on the Philadelphia Eagles football game yesterday on Sunday, for instance, getting Philadelphia ad buys for Northern Delaware and attacking Mike Castle. That's what this is about.
You were really on a fly on the wall for some of those ad buys. Explain this Tiffany Rubner, who you managed to sort of piggyback onto here.
Got onto the Tea Party Express with Tiffany Rubner as she was buying media ad buys. Listen, this is a little behind the scenes politicking as it works in Delaware, trying to get Christine O'Donnell on the air.
Thanks, Marion. This was awesome. This is fantastic.
So how much did you just spend?
This was just a small buy for the Eagles.
So what, that's like $4,000 for 4 to 6 spots for the Eagles game. How is O'Donnell doing in the polls with all this attention, even though the numbers are really hard to gauge?
Well, there were no good statewide polls, John, before overnight, just a couple of hours ago. And get this, latest overnight poll, O'Donnell 47, Castle 44, with a 4% margin of error. This is a dead heat now, and it wasn't 2 weeks ago. Castle was way in the lead. So according to the statewide polls...
The Republicans don't know O'Donnell. They certainly know the Tea Party, and they're going to know a lot more by Tuesday. Todd Zulick, thanks so much.
My pleasure, John.